This week on Florida Matters, we're talking with Tampa Bay area officials about how their school districts are complying with a new state law that requires there to be at least one armed security guard in every school. It was passed in response to the Parkland shooting that killed 17 people. Many middle and high schools already have law enforcement agents known as school resource officers, or SROs, in place. But rather than station SROs in elementary schools, counties like Pasco and Polk have opted to hire and train security guards that would be district employees. They say it's more affordable. In this preview, Robin Sussingham talks with Polk Superintendent Jackie Bird and Pasco Superintendent Kurt Browning about what changes families will see when the new school year begins in August.
In Pasco schools, they already see in our middle and high schools the SROs. And I think that the Parkland situation actually, keep using the word amped up, but really refocused the tension, I think, on our sheriff and our SROs is making sure they are more visible, both at student entry, student exit in the afternoons, walking to the campus, checking gates, making sure doors are locked, those kinds of things. And at the secondary level, really building relationships with kids, with our students. When parents come to school at elementary, they're going to see the school safety guards. When parents are dropped off, when the buses pull in to drop kids off, they're going to see that presence. I think that presence provides some level of comfort to moms and dads, knowing there's a man or a woman on campus that's highly trained, has a gun on their hip, is in a uniform. I think it's psychological, and I do. And I don't mean to minimize that, but I do think that's a big part of what drives the decisions that are being made. So I think parents are going to see that, and I do think that's an important piece.
Are they going to see more fencing, metal detectors, a single point of entry trying to, you know, so a single point of entry means 2,500 kids trying to get in through the same door.
In Polk, when we look at some of our high schools, we have high schools that have 2,500, almost 3,000 students in there and in a sprawled out buildings. So as we're looking at single point of entry, you know, there's just no way I can get a single point of entry at that point. But what we are doing to encourage people is those adults have to be visible when students are coming and going and changing classes. You have to have that visibility. Those gates have to be closed. I got pictures from parents telling me this gate is left open. And we tell them, if you see something, say something. We're telling the students, if you see something, say something. But, you know, when it comes to single point of entry, that's just one of the things that it's hard to grab in a high school. In elementary, it's a lot easier because you can funnel them all through one way when they come in, through either through two ways from the car riding, the bus loop. But when you have a 3,000 student high school, that's pretty difficult. I don't know about Kurt and Pasco.
Now they're walking, they're taking their bike, they're coming in bus, they're coming in car, they're coming in. Yeah, the buildings are all spread out. It'd be very difficult.
And I think school district, I know the Pasco district has forever and a day struggle with, do we want our schools to look like community schools, or do we, and I hate saying this term, but or do we want them to look like prisons? Mm-hmm. You know, people tell you, well, let's put fencing around. I got an estimate just for a price point. It was going to cost us $150,000 to put chain link fence around one school. I've got 90 schools. On top of that, if I want to get into a school, I can get into a school. I don't care how tall the fence is. You have single points of entry. You've got to have staff there. If you have metal detectors, you've got to have staff there. You think about TSA when you go through the airport. I mean, they just don't let you walk through. There's folks that are going to go through your bags, your backpacks.
And what do they do when they find something?
Yeah. You know, we are doing the very, very best we can with the resources that we have because we want to make sure that our kids are safe. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we want to make sure they're in a safe learning environment.